before we let's go back to Mayim Shu'uvim. According to Tosfos and the Ramban, the Gzeira of Mayim Shu'uvim was the following. A person who was Tomei and went to the mikveh, and that day had what's it called, or a person who was Tahar and had water, Gimel Lugim Mayim Shu'uvim poured on him. So he's what's it called, he is Tomei. And a person who was Tahar and he had water poured on him, what's it called, also Tomei. But a person who was Tahar and went into Gimel, what's it called, Gimel Lugin of Mayim Shu'uvim, right, he doesn't become Tomei. Only a person who was Tomei becomes Tomei like that. Right, so that's what they hold. The Rambam says that the Gzeiras were equal. And no matter what, whether you were Tahar, whether you were Tomei, and became Tahar that day, either case, if you have water poured on you, or if you go into Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shu'uvim, you become Tomei. The Tosfos Yontif says that just like you need three Lugim of Mayim Shu'uvim to be poured over you to become Tomei, you need three Lugim at least of Mayim Shu'uvim to go into. But if you go into less than three Lugim of Mayim Shu'uvim, which is a very small amount, I don't know how it's Shayach even, but that's the Shaila, whether you need Dafka Gimel Lugim or not. And the Mishnah Melech says you don't need three lugin, only Gabi Shvicha. Gabi, what you're going into the water, there it doesn't have to be three lugin. The Rokeach says that even a Nida has to be makbid on this, right? And not to, there's an, still an Isser. No, it's not just an Isser, not an Isser. It's not no Isser at all. It's just an Inyan that if you go into this water, you become Tomei. There's no Isser to become Tomei. And Bizman HaZeh, it's all irrelevant because we're all Tomei. So therefore, we're not Zohir in Tumas and Taras. So there's absolutely no problem with, if it's only out Tuma and Tara, to go to the mikveh, and then to what's it called, go into Mayim Shuvim. Because anyway, if you go to the mikveh, you're still Tomei, right? So you're only becoming Tahar, Legabe, whatever special Inyonim there are. But real Tuma you still have. We're all Tomei Meis. So, the Rokeach, however, says that this same Gzeira applied to a woman who was Tovel because she's a Nida. Right? So that means that a woman who goes to the mikveh, right, has to be careful that that same day, right, that night, she doesn't go and take a shower or a bath after the mikveh. That's what the Rokeach says. But if she did, right, doesn't mevatel her tzvila, and she's not also to her husband. She's, what's it called? She's, mutter to her husband. Okay, and Rav Yoh says, Mordechai, the name of the Rav Yoh says that, Mordechai? I don't know who this is. Yeah, Mordechai, the name of the Rav Yoh says that there's no Isra at all for Anida, right? It's only Legabi Tum and Tara, and therefore a woman who goes to the mikveh, according to him, can, what's it called, can take a shower, take a bath afterwards, and no problem. In any case, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down Yesh Osrim for a Nida to take a bath or a shower after the Tvila, and that's the Minig. But if she does, doesn't mevatel her Tvila, just Tam and Inya not to do it because of this Gzeira. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that, first of all, Rashi says it's only that day, Mamish. When there was the next morning, she obviously can take a shower and a bath. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's only in the mikveh itself. In other words, she shouldn't take a bath or a shower. But once she goes home, right, he'll, since anyway, most shittas hold that Bechlal doesn't apply to Anita. It only applies to Gabi Tuma and Tahara. And once you go home, she can take a bath or a shower even after the mikveh. And the same thing goes for a man who goes to the mikveh. In the mikveh itself, he shouldn't take a shower or a bath after he goes to Bitova. Once he gets home, he can take whatever he wants. Okay. Next. Go on. Yeah, basically. Once you get home, you can take a shower and a bath. Okay. Okay. We're up to... the Sefer. On Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, little dalet. The sefer my time agazrube. They also made exera that svarim, right, are what's it called, matame, your hands, and that, and they're matame truma. The sefer my time agazrube, rabbanan, tuma. Because people used to say Truma is Kodesh and the Sefer Torah is Kodesh. We'll see if it only applies to a Sefer Torah, but from this part of the Gemara it's Mashma that the Iker Gzeiro is because of Sefer Torah, not Svarim Stam, but Sefer Torah. The Omru High Kodesh for High Kodesh. They would say both are Kodesh, let's keep them together. Kivan to Kochaz to Kosu de Pseidu. When the Rabbanim saw that because of that, the Svarim were coming Lidei Pseida, right? Because mice would come to eat the Truma, and at the same time they would eat the Svarim, the Sifri Torah. Gazare Rabban and Truma. So they said that Svarim are Metame Truma, so you keep your Truma away from the Sifri Torah. Rashi. Lidei Pseida, Achbori Mitzuyin Eitzel Ochlin. Right, mice are usual to be around the food, and they eat the svarim. Aval b'chulin lo hutzruchu ligzor, the belav hachinami lo hayinos nichol eitzel kodesh. Right, but by regular chulin, they didn't make a gzeira that was called any kind of gzeira to keep food away from sifrei Torah, because nobody put their regular food near a sifrei Torah. They only put truma, because they said truma is kodesh and sifrei Torah kodesh. Let's keep them together. Okay. The Hayodayim. And then they made another gzera, that what's it called? That Stam Yodayim. If you haven't watched them, they haven't washed them, and since then watched with concentration that they shouldn't touch anything that would make them Tame, Stam Yodayim are also what's it called? The Matame Truma. Because hands, if you don't have Kavana to watch them, they move around and touch a lot of things without your knowledge. Okay, your hands move around a lot. Tana af yodayim habos machmas sefer posos satruma. And here they made another gzeira, and that is that if you touch a sefer, okay, then your hands become tamei and they pasul truma. Okay, so it's not only the sefer that pasuls truma, and it's not. We'll see in 1 second. If Stam Yodayim are Asconios, then your hands are always Tomei, that you'll pass the Truma unless you just wash them. So they made another Gzera, though, and the Gemara is going to discuss which of these Gzeras was first, that if your hands touch the Sefer, then you, if you, their hands then pass the Truma. Mishum Dura Parnach, and that Gzera is for the following reason. The Omra Parnach, Omra Yochanan, Ha'oche Sefer Torah, Arum, Nikbar Arum. If you touch a Sefer Torah, Pashup Shat, Rashi learns, and most of the Rishonim learn, we'll see there is another Pshat, if you hold a Sefer Torah naked, meaning that the Sefer Torah is naked, it doesn't have its cover on it, so you're touching the parchment, we'll see other things also, Nikbar Arum, so that person will be buried naked. Where it says Arum Sokadaitach, right, that's a Pshat, you're going to bury the guy naked, I mean, that doesn't sound normal. Elon Rav Zera Orum Blo Mitzvahs. What it means is that person will be buried naked of mitzvahs. He'll lose all his mitzvahs. Where it says Blo Mitzvahs, so just because he touched the parchment of Sefer Torah once, right, you're going to lose all your mitzvahs? Not shy. Ela Ema Orum Blo Osa Mitzvah. You're not going to have that mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah you had of Hagba, Glila, whatever, right, if you touch the parchment of Sefer Torah, you lose that mitzvah. Rashi. Askani Osein. The nogim bibsoro, and they touch different parts of the body, uvamakam tinofes ugnai latruma bekach, right? And therefore they touch sweaty parts of the body or whatever, and your hands, if you're not concentrating to make sure that they're, what's it called, they're clean, so your hands touch disgusting things. Here we're not talking about tummy things, we're talking about disgusting parts of your body with that sweat and dirt or whatever, and therefore it's a gnai to truma, right, to touch truma with dirty hands. And it's going to make the truma, nobody's going to want to eat it. So you're being mafsa the truma. So here, we're not afraid of tuma, per se, because your hands don't have to touch tummy things, but they touch dirty things. And we're afraid that if we wouldn't make a gzera, that the hands, stam, unless you just wash them, are what's it called, are metame truma. People would touch truma with dirty hands, and then they wouldn't eat it. Or other people wouldn't eat it, and it'd become nifsed. Shinogeya bo biyadayim misoavos. Rabboseinu mefarshim chashina sheminagu yoda betuma v'nitma. And Rashi says, my Rebbeim said that we're afraid, Taki, you touch something tummy. Not that you touch something dirty, but you touch something tummy. Kashili, in Kain, Nechu Shemen Noga Ba'avatuma. If we're afraid of Tuma already, then let's be afraid that you touch something that's an Avatuma. V'nimtza Rishon, V'yitamenu. And it'll make him tummy, not just his hands. In other words, if you're really afraid that the hands touch something tummy, then they shouldn't have been gozer, only that your hands become tummy, right? It's a special Gzeira Durabonan. Should be gozer that the whole person becomes tummy, right? You don't need tzvila, because if we're really afraid you touch something tummy, then maybe you touch something that made your whole body tummy. V'od ma'ishno yadayim lechudayu b'chol gufo. That's the rest of the thing. Ma'ishno yadayim lechudayu b'chol gufo nigzor litzol truma shem nagu yada betuma v'nitma kol gufo v'od lo tizgi lehu benetila ele betzvila. And then netilas yadayim shouldn't help. You should need tzvila for if you became tummy. If it's a gzeira the rabbanan because of dirty hands, so it only applies to the hands, and they were not choshish that you touch tamei things, that your whole body should have become tamei, and therefore all you need is netilas yadayim to wash off your hands. But if it's because of tuma, then the chora, your whole body should become tamei, should need tvila. That can't be the gzeira, Rashi says. Sefer Torah Arum, ela yidei mitpachas. You have to touch it with the mantle. Can't touch it directly, you have to touch it with something else in between. So now the Gemara says, okay, before we go to the Gemara, let's just see what this inyan of Sefer Torah Orum is. Rashi learns that you shouldn't hold the Sefer Torah without a mantle, right? And that's shot Sefer Torah Orum. And the Maharit learns that this is kolel even the Atzei Chaim. Not just you can't touch the parchment. You can't touch the Atzei Chaim without something in between, right? However, he learns over there that if the Sefer Torah, the Isser is not so much because it's not nice to touch the cloth. The idea is to touch the Sefer Torah when it's uncovered is not kavodik for the Sefer Torah. But if the Sefer Torah is covered, then you can touch the cloth and you can touch the Atzei Chaim. It's only when it's totally uncovered that you can't touch the cloth and you can't touch the Atzei Chaim, according to this opinion. Okay? So if it's covered, no, it's covered. You put your hand underneath and touch the cloth. That's not a problem. So what's the God, I'm saying? Right? So therefore, what's it called? So it would have to be that what's it called, according to this, you wouldn't be able to hold the Atzei Chaim, right, when you make Hagba. And the Beis Yosef says that the Ashkenazim are Noheg, right, we have a different kind of Sefer Torah than the Sfardim, to hold the Sefer Torah with the Atzei Chaim when they make Hagba, right, and Lamaisa, he says, the only person who gets Hagba therefore has to wash his hands before Hagba. This is what the Beis Yosef says. Because he holds, first of all, that right after you wash your hands, right, you can hold the Sefer Torah Arum, Mashmi, even the parchment. But the Atzei Chaim, the Isser applies even to the Atzei Chaim, says the Beis Yosef, like the Marit. And when the Sefer Torah is covered, you can hold the Atzei Chaim. So there's no problem of carrying it when it has a mantle on it. But when the Sefer Torah is uncovered, then you're not allowed to touch even the Atzei Chaim. Hagba would be a problem, and therefore the person who has Hagba should wash his hands right before Hagba and make sure that he watches them and guards them until he makes Hagba. The Ramah says, I don't know who the Beis Yosef saw Ashkenazim, right? He was a Sfardi, and he reported what Ashkenazim do. The Ramah was an Ashkenazi. He said, I never saw that meaning in my life by Ashkenazim, that they wash their hands dafka before, right? And that they touch they touch the cloth, because the Ramah holds that the only issur is the cloth. The Atzei Chaim b'chlal is not osur. So he says, he understood from the Beis Yosef that when they make Hagba, they touch the cloth. Right? He says, never saw such a minik. But Lamaisa, he holds that touching the Atzei Chaim is not a problem, even if the Sefer Torah is uncovered and the Indian didn't wash. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh machmirin and the Atzei Chaim, and Lamaisa, you shouldn't be machmir, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, and you shouldn't go and wash before you make Hagba because it looks like gaiva. Nobody's mocked it on this. Right? By Ashkenazim, we make Hagba, we don't wash before because we hold that the Isser of holding a Sefer Torah Arum only applies to the cloth and not to the Atzei Chaim. The Maharit and the Radvaz both bring another pshat in the Gemara, and they say that the Gemara is talking about a guy who's naked when he holds a Sefer Torah. not that the Sefer Torah is naked, okay? And the Rav Parnach is saying is you shouldn't hold the Sefer Torah when you're naked. And their Doka, the Maritz, says this can't be Pshat in the Gemara. It has nothing to do with Tumas Yodai, right? Stam and Inyan of Kavod as Sefer Torah has nothing to do with our sugya, okay? Tosus holds that it's no egg b'chol kisli akodesh, okay? All kisli akodesh and metamis yodayim. The Gro holds like that, and the Ramah holds like that, and the Magen Avraham says it only applies to the cloth. Only, in other words, only if it's written on cloth. But a sefer chumash or whatever is not the metamis yodayim. Okay. The Rash says that there were two gzeiros. The Sefer is Metame Kodesh, right? Then, what's it called? They made a second Gzeira. That was because of, what's it called? Because of putting Truma near a Sefer Torah or other Divrei Kodesh, right? Because they said it's Kodesh. And the Sefer itself is, what's it called, even for Truma. The first one was Dafka for, what's it called, was an Inyan for Kodesh, and the second one was also for Truma. Okay. Okay, the Rosh has a suffix whether this applies even to other Sfarim, only to Sefer Torah. And the Rambam, it depends. The Rambam, the Girsa in the Rambam we have is Mashma only Sefer Torah. And Rav Kapach, in his retranslation of the Rambam, is Mashma that what's it called in the Pirush Mishnayis that applies to all Kislei HaKodesh, all Sfarim. The Nafkamina would be a Tfilin. Okay? Or what's it called? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Well, you have a mezuzah that's not in the case. Can you put your hand on the parchment and kiss the mezuzah?" And he says, "What's it called? The tefillin is mitzvosim bekach. So there's no inyan of not touching the ritzuas of the. You can't put on tefillin otherwise. Except that you start using handkerchiefs to put it on. So tefillin were mekel, but mezuzah, he says, there shouldn't be mekel. And if the mezuzah is not in a case, you shouldn't put your hand on the cloth. Okay." What?
What about Megillah?
Megillah would be the same thing, Lechara. The Gemara has different machloksin about what's it called. Megillah Sester is Metamias Yadayim because it was written Baruch HaKodesh, and what's it called, the Shir HaShirim is yes, Koheles Shaila, whether it's Metamias Yadayim or not. But Megillah Sester is, yeah. This applies to anything besides the Sefer Torah. Okay. The fact that it's Metamias Yadayim, that yes, the Shaila is only whether the Isser of touching it, right, is there. And there's two things of it. Tuma, there's no Isser to become Tame. And there's also an Isser of touching, that's the Shaila we're asking. Tuma, there is Tuma. Shaila is it Osser to touch the cloth or not? Right? You want to become Tame, you can touch the cloth. Okay, but there's no Isser to become Tame. The Ramah says that brings down Yesh Machmirim by all Sfarim. And he says, but if you have washed your hands, then you can touch the, what's it called, the cloth. If you have, what's it called, the whole Isser was only because you may come to touch the Sefer Torah with dirty hands or whatever. If you wash your hands, then the Isser doesn't apply. If you have washed hands, you can touch. So Sefer Torah should be machmer even with washed hands. And other Sfarim, since it's a Sothic anyway, if you wash your hands right before, then you can touch other Sfarim. And Stasher from this, Machara, you should wash your hands before you touch the Megillah, and not just touch the cloth. Tosus holds also even if your hands are washed, right? And the Ramah also holds like that. That even if your hands are washed, still you're not allowed. And that would only apply really to a Sefer Torah and the Chumrah with other Sfarim. Okay. Let's go on. Where it says, Hai Gozer Bereisha. So we have two Gzeiras over here. We have one Gzeira of Stam Yodayim, that the Stam Yodayim are Metame, what's it called, are Pasel Truma, right? Stam Yodayim, if you touch Truma, it becomes Pasel. And then we had another Gzeira, that if you touched, a Sefer, let's say Sefer Torah, Lekulei Alma, you touch a Sefer Torah, your hands are also Pasel Truma, okay? So Gemara says, which Gzeira was first? The Gzeira of Stam Yodayim, that they're always, if you didn't watch your hands, then they're, what's it called, then they're the Pasel Truma, or the Gzeira of touching a Sefer and your hands becoming Pasel Truma. Which one was first? Mara says, Ilema ha gozer bereisha. They made the gzera first of stam yodayim. Kivan daha gozer bereisha ha sulamali. If stam yodayim are anyway posel le truma, what do you need a gzera if you touch a sefer? Your hands are posel le truma. Lechara, your hands anyway are always posel le truma, right? So Tosa says, nafkamina what should be, that if you touch the sefer right after you wash your hands. You don't say yodai maskani, you're saying, right? You weren't mesiach das, you washed your hands, you washed them, then they wouldn't be tamei anymore. And now you need a new gzera that if you touch a sefer Torah, your hands are going to become what's it called tamei. So Tosa says they wouldn't have made a gzera just for that. It's not shchiach that a guy is going to touch a sefer while his hands are still until it's a daim or whatever, right? That they wouldn't have made a gzera just for that. But once they made the gzera originally, that's svar matama your hands. That, yes. Then they could make the other gzera of yodai maskanias too. But they wouldn't have made only a gzera just for that small amount of time where you were notal yodayim, right? They already made it. All hands are tamei anyway, unless you just washed them and you kept them. And then they would make a gzera that in such a situation, we're going to make your hands tamei if you touch a sefer. That's lo shchiach. And therefore, they wouldn't have made a gzera. So Gemara takes on for sure that if the yodai maskanios was the first gzera, then there was no need to make a gzera on svarim stam. Where it says, Ela hach gozer reisha, the first made a gzera that if you touch svarim, right, that your hands become tamei to pasal truma, the hoder gozer bekula yodayim, and then after that they made a gzera and extended it, that all hands, right, no matter what, even if you didn't touch a sefer, if you didn't just wash and have tavana to wash your hands, all hands pasal truma. Rashi? No Rashi. Ilei mohar. Yeah. The stam yodayim gozer bereisha. If you hold that they've made the gzeir on stam yodayim first, ha sulamali. Hach mi nafka mechlal stam yodayim. By touching a sefer is the same thing as your hands were telling me before you touch a sefer. Eloha gozer bereisha, the stam yodayim lo gozer matilasa magalitruma. That originally they didn't make a gzera on stam yodayim. They only made a gzera that if you touch a sefer. Then they extended it to all hands that were not immediately washed. Okay. Utvul yom. Next thing of the yud ches dover is tvul yom. So there's a tvul yom doraisahu. Tvul yom is a doraisa. A person's a balkari, becomes tamei, he goes to the mikveh. The rest of the day, till Shkia, he's a Tvul Yom. And he passels Truma. Tvul Yom is a Sheni. And he only makes a Shlishi in Truma. He can't be Matame anything, he can passel Truma. Right? And he doesn't make anything Tame that's Chulin. That's a Halacha Doraisa, Tvul Yom. Right? Dichsiv. Where do we have in the Torah the Indian of Tvul Yom? Ubo HaShemesh V'Toher. That there's somebody who only needs the sun to set that he should become Tor. Right, that means he's gone to the mikvah already, and the only thing he's missing is the what's it called, the sunset, the meaning seisa kochavim. So when it says sami mikan tvul yom, take out tvul yom. Tosa says don't mean take it out of the Mishnah; it's in the Mishnah, but take it out of the yud ches dover. The Mishnah mentioned it along with other things. That this is something also in the Torah that pasul truma. We're talking about all the things of pasul truma, but it's not one of the yud ches dover. Sami Mikamis, don't count that in the list of Yud Ches Dover, but keep it in the Mishnah because it is another example of something that passels Truma, that's a Sheni that makes a Shlishi. V'ha'ochlin shenitmu b'mashkin. Solid food that became Tomei through Mashkin also becomes a Sheni, and what's it called, and passels Truma. Versus v'mashkin demai. Which mashkin did this become tamei from? Elaim b'mashkin aboy machmes sheretz d'oraisanin. If it's talking about mashkin that touched the sheretz, so the sheretz is an avatuma, the mashkin are a sheni, a rishon latuma, and the food is a sheni latuma minatora. That's a normal tuma d'oraisa. That's not yud ches dover, right? D'chsi v'chol mashka asher yishaseh. Right, and any drink that's drinkable, right, becomes tamei. So if it touches something that can make it tamei, it becomes tamei. So therefore, a sheretz touched liquid, and the liquid touched food, the food's tamei min haTorah as a sheni. Ela b'mashkim haboy machmes yodayim. Right, it's talking about liquids, right, drinks that became tameh because you touched them with your daim. Now your daim is shniyim. The chora, how can they make the drink anything more than a shlishi? And if it's truma, it's not truma, it shouldn't become tameh at all, right? And what's it called? And we have a klal, therefore, that anything that even a sheni, that's matameh mashkim revert back and become what's it called a sheni, right? Trila, become a rishon, right? Mashkin revert back and become a rishon. So that's a special gzeira they made by mashkim. We'll see why in a few seconds. Gzeira mishum mashkim haboy machmasheret. And the reason is that we're afraid that if we don't give some tumah to mashkim, what's it called, that were touched by yadayim that are a sheni, that by mashkim that touched the sheretz, or that were became a sheni through a sheretz, also you wouldn't consider those mashkim tameh, and they would touch truma. So in order to avoid that, they made all mashkim, what's it called, mekabel tumah from a sheni, to at least be a sheni. Why it's a rishon, that we don't know yet, but it's at least a sheni. It's over here from this Gemara. Rashi, machmas sheretz shenitmu b'sheretz. Dioraisehi shehamashkin rishon. I know. Boshem shetoyer. Umikmi hachi lo. Before the sun sets, in other words, before tzeis hakochavim, he's not tor. But minin lahaykra b'truma the yavamos b'perikara. The Gemara in Yavamos says this pasuk is talking about eating truma. That before a tful yom is also ti truma. Before he went to the mikveh and he had sunset, he can't eat truma. Va'afilu negiya ashkechan krohasam. Even touching truma, not just eating truma, but even touching truma, you can't do if you're a tful yom. Kol kli asher yasye asem alochah bohem b'mayim v'hai negiya hi. Over there, it's talking about negiya. It's not talking about eating. U'be'inon harif shemesh. And you need, before you can touch truma, you have to have harif shemesh. Alma pasul benegiya. Di lo pasul amai kori levitar. Hashta mechlaudimi kor lo avitar. Because if you wouldn't pasul it with negiya, then why does the Torah say, now you become tar? Right? You were tar before, legabi negiya. You couldn't eat truma till what's it called, harif shemesh. But if you touched truma, it didn't passel it. So you weren't tameh at all, legabi touching. Elamai, must be that you were tameh, legabi touching. Dimikara lohavi Torah gomor. V'hai kli la barachilu. Kli is not barachilu. You ate the kli. It's mashu, you're touching a kli. That what's it called? That was tohar b'tairis truma somehow. Umiyu t'muye lo metaminen. Doesn't make it tameh. Dohalav tameh agree. It's only possel. Right, so what's it called? A tful yom only makes a shlishi, and it's also for him to touch truma, and he's not allowed to eat truma till the sun sets. Sami mikan, hoser mikan, take it away. And like Tosa says, don't take it out of the Mishnah, just take it out of the list of 18 things. Mach masheret, shenitmu masheret. Dioraisehi, shamashkin rishon, dehaochel sheni, kuposel truma liyo shlishi. Right, lechore, mashkin that touch the sheretz are a rishon. They touch food, that's a sheni, and the food now makes the truma shlishi, that's min haTorah. Tichsi v'chol mashke, v'yafal gav d'chai b'mashkin haboy machmas avir kli cheres, ksiv. It's not talking about mashkin that touched the sheretz. It's talking about mashkin that became tameh because of avir kli cheres. To aksiv le'elminei kol asher v'socho yitma, mikol ha'ochel. It says if you have food that's inside the airspace of the Kli Cheres, doesn't touch the walls of the Kli Cheres, just in the airspace. So that's Tomei. That's how a Kli Cheres is Metamei. Mikol Ochel Omer, Im Yesh B'socho Ochlin, O Mashkin. The Honi Shniyim Ninhu, Sha Kli Hoya Rishon. The Kli was a Rishon. Then the food that's in the airspace of a Kli Cheres becomes a Sheni. The Heim Shniyim. The Ochel Hanogeya Bohem, Eino Posel Es HaTrumah. Food that touches them then wouldn't passel truma because they're already a sheni, so that could only passel truma, but it can't passel what's it called, the food that would passel truma. Boheno posel satruma hagamina mashkin aboy machmasheris minayo b'kal v'chomer the perikamet of psachim. In psachim the Gemara learns from food and drink that's in the avir of a klicheres that it's makabel truma from the klicheres, that food and drink are makabel tuma from a sheretz too, from a kal v'chomer. The kivin of a kabli tuma, mediraisa, and once we know that food and drink are makabel tumah from a sheretz, just like they're makabel tumah from a klicheres min haTorah, right? Memela avdi laochel sheni. Then we know that it's like every other kind of tumah, and a rishon makes a sheni, and a sheni makes a shlishi in tumah. The achi gamrin and seder tumah hashem. The mashke metame ochel, the ochel mashke, right? Drink is metame solid food, solid food is metame drinks. There's no way that you could get to a revi bakodesh unless you have food being metame mashke. Because once you're past what's it called? An avatuma can be metame adam the kalim. So what's it called? A rishon is only metame ochlin. So once you get to a rishon, you can only make a sheni with other ochel, right? And then a sheni can make a shlishi also with other ochel. So it's only if ochel is matame mashke, and mashke is matame ochel, because one ochel is not matame another ochel, right? It's only ochel mashke and mashke ochel. So unless you had that, you wouldn't be able to have more than a sheni, bichlal. So the only way you can get to a shlishi or revi is with mashke and ochel. So ha'ein tuma osa kiyotze bo, el lo lios ochel metame ochel, velo mashke metame mashke. Food can't be metame food, and mashke can't be metame mashke. It's only food mashke and mashke food. The lo ochel mashke metame kelim, and ochel and mashke can't be metame kelim. The ain kli metame elev avatuma. The only thing metame a kli is an avatuma. So in order to get all the down to a revi, you're going to have food and drink being metame each other. Machmas nyadayim lifnei netila, the gazer rabbanim biyadayim, the chen b'shar kol psulei truma hashnuim l'tami mashkim lios tchila. Right. So the if your hands were what's it called before you wash them, the rabbanim were gozer yadayim have a din of a sheni, and if you touched mashkim, they become a rishon. Right. But at least they have to become a sheni because of this gzera that if you didn't have mashkim become tamei with stam yodayim, people would think that mashkim never become tamei, and they would think that even if it became tamei in a way that would be deraisa, it wouldn't be tamei. So they made all mashkim tamei, even if you touched it just stam. Gzeira mishum mashkim aboy machmasheretz, the ashkechon bohen shehen rishonim deraisa. That if mashkim touch the sheretz, they're rishon min haTorah. V'had the gozer b'chol tumas mashkim los tchila. Right? Why do they make this gzeira that mashkin revert back, not just to be a sheni? It will be enough just to be a sheni. Why did it have to become a rishon? Hello, gozer nami ba'ochlin. Why didn't they make a gzera by ochlin too? Right? In other words, they made it that in case mashkin touched the sheretz, it will be a rishon. So any mashkin that become tummy from stam yodayim are also going to become a rishon. So you don't mix it up with what's it called, with something that touches sheretz directly. So why didn't they do the same thing by ochel? Why didn't they say that any sheni that touches ochel, the ochel reverts back to be a rishon, because we're afraid that you'd mix it up with ochel to touch the sheretz, which is a rishon. Gzeirim shemochum habo machmas sheretz, haynu taima, da achmer rabbon b'mashkim, mishum da alulim mekabel tuma. They were machmer only by mashkim, because mashkim are alulim mekabel tuma. That means she'enam tzrichim tikun hechsher lavin lidei tuma. They don't need to be muchsher, they're always muchsher to mekabel tuma. Mashkim don't need anything else to make them fit to Mekabel Tumah, whereas Ochlin do. Ochel has to come in contact with one of the seven Mashkim, it needs Hechsher to become Tameh. So since it's not Tameh automatically, you need something else. It's possible, therefore, for Sheretz to touch solid food and it won't become Tameh. It had to have a Hechsher first. It had to have, what's it called, one of the seven liquids touch come onto it first. So since Ochlin, right, are not alulim mekabel tuma, you need two stages for it to mekabel tuma. They weren't machmer by ochlin, right? They didn't make the ochel that's touched by stam yodayim a rishon. They only made it a what's it called a really nothing. It's what's it called stam yodayim only pasul truma. They don't make an ochel anything except for truma, right? Aval ochlin tzrichin tikun esinas mayim lehechsherim lekabolas tuma called hechsher shebishas loshen tikun. Hechsher over here doesn't mean a hechsher that it's kosher. It means that it's made fit. It's prepared for what's it called for doing its function. So if it's tumah, it's prepared to mekabel tumah. If it's other things, it's muchsher for what's it called for a sukkah or whatever. So hechsher means it's prepared for its task for its for the inyan that you're talking about. So they weren't gozer on ochlin, but mashkim yeah. So therefore, if you touch mashkim, which yadayim that are shniim, not only does it become a sheni, it goes, reverts back and becomes a rishon, because we're afraid you'd mix it up with mashkin, the touch of sheretz. Why don't we do the same thing with ochlin, Rashi says? Because ochlin don't always become tameh if they touch a sheretz. You need hechsher. So therefore, since anyway, it's not always going to become tameh ochel, so they weren't machmir by ochlin, and they left it to be the what it regularly is.